It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast, we want to give away another Opinions Matter travel mug. We're giving them away like they're going out of fashion. Nearly every day on this podcast, we are giving away one of our lovely new travel mugs. They are only available from us here at Opinions Matter. And if you would like to get your hands on one, all you have to do is enter our competition. There will be another one at the end of this episode. But let us ring today's winner. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, can I speak to Gavin, please?
This is Gavin speaking.
How are you, Gavin? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you getting on?
Well, how are you getting on, Adrian? How are you?
Good, not a bother, thank you. Gavin, you entered our competition for an Opinions Matter travel mug, isn't that right?
I did indeed.
Excellent. Now, tell me, what is it that Jeremy keeps in the glove box of his car?
Jeremy keeps a breathalyzer in the glove box of his car in case the children drink.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well done. So I have good news for you, Gavin. You have just won yourself an exclusive Opinions Matter travel mug.
Well, you're an absolute gentleman, Adrian. Thanking you.
And whereabouts are you? Where do you listen to us?
I'm in Bray.
Oh, you're in Bray in County Wicklow.
I am,
good
indeed.
Man. Yeah. Well, if you stay on the line there, Gavin, we'll get all your details and we'll pop that travel mug in the post to you today.
You're a legend as always, Adrian. Thanks very much.
There you go. That is Gavin, the latest winner. If you stay listening to this episode, we will have another question for you at the very end where you could win yourself a brand new Opinions Matter travel mug. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Eilish from Clare contacted us just before we started recording this episode of Opinions Matter. And Eilish said the following.
Sorry to cut across you.
Yep.
Because Eilish brought this topic up, I'm recovering it. As we said before on previous podcasts, if you do contact us about a topic we want to talk about and we end up covering it, like we are doing with Eilish, Eilish has got herself a Opinions Matter travel mug. It's on the way to you to Ennis today, actually.
Ennis in County Clare. So well done, Eilish. Congratulations. Any topic that we use that you suggest to us, you will automatically win yourself a travel mug. So if you have anything you want us to debate, send it by WhatsApp to 085 825 2626. Anyway, Eilish is in Ennis in County Clare and she says, "They're locking these two brave women up while real criminals go free. This is about control, controlling this family. And we should all stand by these heroic women. They are being persecuted for sticking up for their beautiful son and brother. The woke government have done this. These women should not be taking up a cell while pedos walk free."
Oh, Jesus.
Now, that is...
So much to say.
But let me just explain what they're actually talking about. Yeah. A judge has ordered the imprisonment for 2 weeks of the mother and sister of jailed school teacher Enoch Burke. And the judge said in court, "It is long past time for the court to call a halt to this family circus." So Martina Burke, who's Enoch's mother, and his sister Amy Burke are both going to be jailed for 2 weeks for contempt of court for basically screaming and shouting in court a couple of weeks ago.
So let's get a few things straight.
They had to be dragged out of the courtroom.
Yeah, I know that. So let's give... let's have some clarity here on this. First of all, this is nothing to do. I don't even hear the word trans be mentioned, because this is actually, whatever about when you're talking about Enoch, we can mention trans. Okay, that's where it all started with the trans thing. This is absolutely nothing to do with gender pronouns. It's nothing to do with woke ideology. It's nothing to do with the government either, by the way. A lot of you seem to lack basic understanding of how the law system works in Ireland. The government does not lock people up.
Correct.
The government have no control over judges. Yeah. Judges,
so the message from Eilish says the woke government have done this.
So there was no, who were the woke? So Micheál Martin. Micheál Martin did not go into court and say lock those two wenches up.
No, he didn't.
He did not say that. So this is done by the courts, okay, and by a judge. Now, secondly, Secondly, lads, this has nothing to do with trans ideology, okay? These women are literally being locked up for contempt of court. So, and I would have thought, given that half the family are in the legal profession, I think all of them are actually, aren't they?
Not all of them, but a lot of them are.
Most of them are. So they're legal eagles, that family are, the Burkes are. You would imagine, with all that legal training that they have,
they would know about the decorum in court.
That they would know about. You cannot...
In fact, let me quote what the judge said in court.
Miranda, straight away. Trans is a mental illness. Miranda, with the greatest respect, would you stop talking about things that you haven't got a clue what you're talking about? It's nothing. They weren't locked up over pronouns.
Okay, here's what the judge said. So imagine you going into court tomorrow and starting to scream and shout in the middle of a court case. You too would be faced with contempt of court proceedings if you don't shut up.
I was in court one day where a fella who kept answering his phone in court, this little scumbag, was in the gallery in the court, and he kept answering his phone, and his phone was ringing. And the judge kept warning him, turn your phone off, and he refused to turn it off. He got taken away. No, I don't know if he did time. But there is, as Adrian says, there's decorum in court. You have to follow rules.
So here's what the judge said. He said in court, such was the level of shouting and roaring directed at the court that I simply could not be heard above their shouting. I tried repeatedly to ask them to sit down and to be quiet. I could not be heard over the noise, and they refused to abide by the directions of the court. So as a result, a gross disruption of court proceedings,
yep,
and an affront to the administration of justice. Anyway,
two weeks will put a bit of manners on them, hopefully.
Anyway, the question we're asking, well, the message from Eilish was, they're locking these two brave women up while real criminals go free. We should stand by these heroic women. This family are being persecuted for sticking up for their beautiful son and brother.
Now, I do agree that paedophiles and sex offenders should be locked up as well.
But of course.
Two things can be wrong at the same time. So paedophiles and sex offenders should be locked up, but also people who scream and shout like mad women in a court of law should also be locked up. And I would have given them more than 2 weeks. I think they need manners put on them. Having said all that, that is my opinion. That is Adrian's opinion. We're not biased on this podcast. Obviously, that's our opinions because that's what the podcast is called. But we are welcome to people who have a different opinion on this. So to people who think we have an agenda, obviously we have an agenda. My agenda is they should be locked up for longer. That's my opinion. But we're quite happy. Here's Miranda again. Miranda, you've been sent a message and invited on. Sorry, Miranda, did you send her a message?
Yep.
So Miranda, see yous two disgusting lefty loonies. Don't know yous have a show. Shane on you both. Jesus Christ. Okay, Miranda, you've been invited onto the show. So for those people who think that we only allow callers on that agree with us, that would be a very boring podcast.
Absolutely. In fact, Miranda, we would love to talk to you.
I'm going to use a word here for you, Miranda. I implore you to come on. Implore you to come on and tell us why we're lefty loonies. This is nothing about trans. Get it into your little head, Miranda. This is nothing about trans. It's about how one behaves in court.
That's it. That's all it is. Let's kick off this conversation with Jonathan.
Well, I don't disagree that they should be sent to prison for contempt of court. That's fine. They've done it over and over again. But what I think they should do is they should both identify as males before they're sentencing to show all this nonsense up for what it is. If they identified as males, do you really think a judge in this country is going to send them to Mountjoy's prison for men? Absolutely not. There's no fucking way, will they? And if they did do that, that would show the system of what it is. It's all a fucking lie. All this non-gender, non-binary nonsense. Barbie Kardashian in the women's prison was bad enough. But like I said, if these two women were to identify as men before the sentence and before they get sent to prison, I cannot imagine that any judge in this country would send them to a male prison. And again, like I said, that shows up all this nonsense for what it really is. Well, hope you have a good show. Should be a good discussion. Cheers, boys.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Michelle, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Michelle?
I'm grand. How are you?
Good, thanks, Michelle. Well, what did you want to say on this?
I wrote a comment on Facebook that this is just kind of a circus and bread for the people to distract them from the bigger world headlines, because, you know, it's just so ridiculous that it doesn't make any sense.
What, it doesn't make sense that these women are being jailed, or it doesn't make sense the carry-on of them in court?
It doesn't make sense with them being jailed and the carry-on in court. I mean,
But it is the carry-on in court that has led to them being jailed. In other words, they screamed and shouted and caused mayhem in the courtroom a couple of weeks ago that the judge feels he's no option but to jail them for contempt of court.
Right, okay. But should they not be upset that their, you know, their brother and her son is in jail for no good reason?
In your opinion, for no good reason. Others believe that he is in jail for a good reason as well, which is also contempt of court. He was ordered to do something by a court or not do something by a court, which is turn up outside the school. He continued to break that court order, and that's why he's in jail. Similarly, these two women were warned by the judge to sit down, to shut up. You can't just scream and shout in a courtroom. There is a certain decorum, Michelle.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I've been in court for the last 6 years and I've been screamed at by a judge. So it just seems that one rule for one and another rule for another. You know, we're all human beings at the end of the day. You know, the courtroom treats us inhumanely, and we should have a voice to, you know, air our grievances.
Let's just be very clear about this. They were not up in court. They weren't on any. They were just like, for want of a better word, they were spectators in the court. You can't stand in the gallery, Michelle, of a courtroom. You can't stand in the gallery of a courtroom and just start screaming nonsense. No, I don't know if it was nonsense.
Now, I take the point that you're making that whilst you've been in court, you've been shouted at by a judge. Is that right?
I have, yes.
Okay. And your argument is, if a judge can do it, why can't I, or why can't people?
Well, my argument is, you know, it's not really right for either person, but, you know, there has been injustice. And, you know, where can you go to find justice?
Okay, so you believe that this was an unfair ruling by the court to jail these two women for 2 weeks for shouting and screaming so loudly in court that the judge says, such was the level of shouting and roaring directed at the court that I simply couldn't be heard above their shouting. I tried repeatedly to ask them to sit down and to be quiet, and I could not be heard over the din, and they refused to abide by the directions of the court. Now, do you think a judge should just put up with that?
Well, do we have a recording of this event?
I don't know if there's a recording of the event.
How loud the shouting and screaming was?
There were journalists in court who witnessed it. We don't. We won't actually get to hear it. In fact, I believe... what did he say? Oh, yeah. Mr. Justice Cregan said a recording or transcript could not capture the atmosphere caused in the courtroom by their intense and venomous interruptions. Intense and venomous interruptions. In other words, they were literally screaming the house down.
Right, well,
Do you think that's acceptable behaviour in a courtroom?
Well, I think I'd rather have evidence that was the case.
Well, so you think,
you know, I'd rather hear from the ladies, you know, that's the judge's opinion. I'd rather hear from the ladies what, you know, how they address the judge. I'd just like to hear both sides of the story.
But so, hang on, you're accusing the judge of making the story up. But there would have been witnesses. There would have been journalists. The journalists that have written these stories were actually court journalists. So they were in the court at the time.
Right. Okay. Well, that's my opinion. I'd just like to hear both sides of the story. And, you know, this whole thing is just beyond a joke.
But hang on, Michelle, there's no both sides of this story. They disrupted the court and they were
held. They had to be removed from the court.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you saw the video from a year and a half ago where one of the daughters literally had to be dragged out of the court on her heels by members of An Garda Síochána.
No, I don't. I have not witnessed that. Okay. I, you know, I just put my opinion on Facebook that...
No, you're quite entitled to your opinion, but I'm struggling to work out whether or not you agree that people should be allowed to shout in a courtroom. I was in court a couple of years ago, Michelle, a court case that we were taking against somebody, a serious court case against somebody, and she got off. And myself and my wife were there at the time, and we were very annoyed and very upset, as you know, Adrian, that this woman, this woman who had done wrong by us, had gotten off. Now, I didn't open my mouth and start shouting at the judge, going, "Fuck you, judge! I can't believe you did it. How did you let her off?" Because it's a place, it's a courtroom, and you have to have a certain amount of decorum. And you can't just walk into it. And I know the Burke family probably think that the highest court in the land is our Lord and Saviour and stuff like that, and they don't have to abide by the laws of the land. It's about fucking time, pardon my French, that the Burkes realise that they're not above the law, and they do have to obey. This is not biblical times, okay? We don't live by the rules of Moses anymore, okay? We live by the rules of the laws of our country, and they need to realise that they are not above the law, and I'm glad this has happened. I'm sorry.
Let me go to Robbie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
Hi, young guys.
Well, Robbie, what's your view on this?
I personally just think the Burkes are just, they're, on one hand, I think they're just, they're all crazy. I mean, if you knew, if, like, how many people actually know what they believe? Like, you know, we all know they're Bible thumpers, but does anybody know actually what they believe as regards to the, as regards to religion?
Well, they're fundamental Christians. Fundamental Christians. Believe they're very, very conservative. They'd be against abortion. They'd be against homosexuality.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, yeah. But you know, they believe the earth is 6,000 years old.
Some do, yep, absolutely, yep.
No, and they, no, some, they this is what they believe. They, you know, they're essentially young earth creationists, which are, like, you know, the batshit crazy people, even among most Christians. But getting them back, well, back on topic, I think also think they're being smart at the same time. They know perfectly well Enoch cannot win, will not win his appeal. I think everybody knows this. So they're going to disrupt to make sure that the appeal never gets finalised.
Yeah, in the hopes that the appeal will never be heard.
Yes, and that he can, so that he can always make the claim that he still works in that school.
Which he does. No, he does make the claim.
Oh, sorry, okay, right, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, he does make that claim. But I mean, as I've often said, let him into the school and see what happens. Would he just walk to the classroom, tell the other teacher who's obviously in teaching you to fuck off?
Okay, so do you believe that this judge was right to jail his mother and his sister for 2 weeks for upending the place in the courtroom? Because that's literally what they did.
Yes, absolutely. They were in contempt of court. Okay. They're going to jail for exactly the same reason Enoch's in jail for.
Okay, but again, some people read out this message for you from Darren, your friend Darren. He says, Robert thinks...
Oh, I see it.
Yeah, Robert thinks that a woman can have a penis. Again, Darren, I don't know if you're having trouble keeping up with the conversation today, but this is not about... This is nothing to do with trans... Nothing at all. This is a very... Why do people have to complicate things?
Michelle's argument here is they feel hard done by on behalf of Enoch, and they're going to... They're angry.
Lots of people go to court.
Michelle said that she wants to hear both sides of the story. I can guarantee if she heard the lady's side of the story, she would just accept it. You know, she wouldn't question it. You know, so she's on their side. There's no two sides of the story here.
Okay, stay there for a second, Robbie. Let me go to Caroline in just a moment, actually, because I've a few more WhatsApp voice notes to play. Let's squeeze in Martin.
Afternoon, lads. Should be a feisty one. Contempt of court is a pretty serious crime, really, when you think about it. You can't really act that way in a court of law. But our prisons are overcrowded enough as it is. You know, sending them in, they probably won't even last the 2 weeks because they'll surely get remission. You know, you hear of people going into jail for a TV license infringement and out in a few hours. So I think it's pointless jailing them. Like, even to fine them is probably pointless because they wouldn't pay it anyway. But Yuan is right. There's people committing heinous crimes that are getting away with a slap on the wrist, and they're sending in people like that who are just sticking up for their family members at the end of the day. Listen, don't get me wrong, I know they're lunatics. I see them firsthand nearly on a weekly basis. But no, I don't think they should be locked up.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Caroline, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Caroline?
How are you? Yeah. I would just like to join the narrative just simply because I know this family very well and very personally for many, many years, because I myself was in a predicament and I had no help, you know, with my children. And this family have been absolutely astounding in the help that they provided to my children and to myself. And my my children, they have tutored them and my children have thrived. I mean, to the point of receiving distinctions in exams they have taken under their tutelage. But I just want to say also, I have been in court with the Burkes, and I can tell you they do assert their point very well, but not to the point of shouting. Like, they do make their case and they make it very strongly. You know, but I have never...
Okay, like, but again, in this particular case, this was a hearing involving Enoch. They weren't defendants in any way. They were just in the courtroom. And they screamed so loud that the judge couldn't hear himself think. And he asked them to stop, and they refused to. And after a couple of weeks, the judge has decided, well, he said, such was the level of shouting and roaring directed at the court that I simply could not be heard above their shouting. That's just not acceptable behaviour.
Yeah, I have heard that said about them many times, but as I say, I have been in court with them, and they make their point strongly, and they have the right to make their case, and they have the right to have their say in court, you know, and they were, I believe they were addressing a contempt of court that was happening before them. And I suppose in a situation where they feel that the court like rules are not being adhered to, they probably have the right to make their point more forcibly, you know. And it does seem to me that they are not getting a fair trial. It seems to me that no matter what the Burkes go to court with, they will not get a fair trial. They could go with the evidence in black and white and put it before a judge, and it seems to me that they will not get a fair trial. That just seems to me.
But sorry, can I just deal with this firstly? This was a case a couple of weeks ago where they were calling for the removal of certain people from the appeal board, looking into Enoch's case. And Enoch screamed and shouted, but his mother and his sister did as well. And it is for that reason that the judge has decided that they are in contempt of court and need to be jailed. So you're not. There's nothing to do.
Are you not Are you not supposed to make your point in a passionate manner?
Caroline, they weren't on trial. They weren't defendants. The case wasn't theirs.
No, but it was their son.
It was their son, all right. But it wasn't theirs. You're saying they're not getting a fair trial. This wasn't a trial.
No, but they should be allowed to have a fair say in court in a matter pertaining to her son and, you know, Amy's brother.
You know, Caroline, because we've seen it time and time again, and I understand the point you're making. You know them well. You've been in court with them. You've seen them passionately try to get their case across, their point across. But there does come a time, and there does come a level of disruption in court that can't be tolerated.
But you see, maybe they had to tolerate a huge amount of injustice also up to this point. Do you understand? That maybe they feel like that there was no other resource for them other than to, you know, articulate their point more firmly.
But it has happened repeatedly that they have appeared in court on in so many different occasions, and on many occasions have had to be forcibly removed from the courtroom because of the disruption that they have caused.
Yeah, but were they getting a fair hearing is the question. Like, you know, have been incredibly, incredibly biased towards this family. I mean, these are the most moral people you could meet. They are just full of goodness.
But I wouldn't say all the media. I mean, Gripped have been fairly pro-Burke. The Liberal have been very...
No, I would say nearly 80% of the media are completely off the charts when it comes to this family.
Read another quote from the judge from this case today. The judge said, it is long past time for the court to call a halt to this family circus. What do you think of that?
Okay. Well, I think that is a very derogatory comment. And also, if you look at the way they're treating Enoch in such a degrading and humiliating manner, giving him a job in the kitchen at the moment, wouldn't you, if you were that man's mother, how would you feel? Like, and then to call them a circus, they are certainly no circus. They are the finest people I have ever met. And by the way, I do not share their religious beliefs. I'm not even sure what religion they are. There is nothing, they have never, all they've said to me is, we know you're not like me. But that's the type of way the Burkes are. But you don't, you know, but they will still help me, and they will still fight for my rights. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, but Robbie, let me throw that back to you, that this family are misunderstood, and they are doing their best to get their point across to the courts, and they're not being listened to. That's really why they...
What's the scenario to Caroline?
Yeah, go on.
Let's say now you had a child murderer up in court, and the parents of said child... were screaming and shouting that person should get the chair. Everybody in the world would agree with those people. But those people would still be held in contempt of court, even though everybody agrees. The judge would probably agree with them, shouting that. But the rules of the court are the rules of the court. The mother and the sister were not involved in the case. They're not allowed, literally by the rules of the court, you're not allowed to shout and scream.
Were you in the court? Did you personally witness screaming? Did you witness screaming?
Several different reports.
Caroline, can I just read another quote? And it says, they were engaged in shouting and roaring at the top of their voices to the extent that they had to be removed by Gardaí. Such was the shouting. In other words, you can't carry on like that in court.
Well, I'll tell you what I've witnessed, is that when they do make their point, the guards start to move towards them already. It's very, they are treated in a very biased manner. That's without a doubt. And even if you go back to what this whole thing is about, it was about a child who wanted to, vindicate his rights to do something, which were vindicated. But Enoch's rights weren't vindicated. And it seems to me that he was bullied from the start by that school. And the whole thing has just escalated. And at every point, the media are turning on the Burkes. And, what I'm reading about them is off the charts, if you actually know them. It's just the whole thing, the media has such a huge, huge role to play in this. They have not done their job right. They're supposed to be impartial, but everything is presented a certain way, and the Burkes perspective is just eliminated, obliterated altogether.
Let me ask you a question then. You know this family, Enoch's mother, his sister. What is your reaction then to hearing that his mother and sister are to be jailed for 2 weeks?
The fact that a judge would even threaten to put a woman of her age, and no offense to anybody, of that age or anything, in jail, such a good person, somebody who is law abiding, it's just very frightening, to be quite honest. Where are we going as a country when this can happen? There are people who stab people walking around free. There are people there's a man there who had a massive amount of child sex images walking around free. And then you have people the best people you could meet, Mrs. Martina Burke, the most, she is the finest person you could, she's the kindest person you could ever, I'm just baffled. I just can't understand. It's very frightening, to be quite honest.
But hang on, Caroline, it's very simple to understand. I don't know what part of it you don't understand. The understanding here is, and you're going on about, children and pronouns and all that. We've moved on from that now. This is nothing what this case was about.
I haven't mentioned pronouns.
You were mentioning about the child in the school.
Yeah, I'm just saying that this is really where it's at.
But you said a few minutes ago that the two women just wanted to be vindicated in a court of law. It's not their case. They are literally bystanders in this case. They are sitting in the gallery watching this court case, and you can't. You're saying, what has the country come to? Do you want a court situation where it'd be like in Nazi Germany before the war?
Nazi Germany. The state is becoming very much like Nazi Germany to me.
The state, okay.
To be quite honest,
you want a court case where people should be able to scream up at the judge, "Fuck you, judge! You got it wrong, judge! Fuck off!"
I can tell you now, Martina Burke never used that language. So don't you attribute those languages to Burke.
I'm sure they don't. But I'm saying, is that what you want people to be able to scream their heads off in court and get away with it? That's what you want.
Well, they don't scream their heads off. They make their point very loudly.
No, you do not accept the rules of contempt of court. You don't accept them. Is that what you're saying?
Well, to be honest, I'm not a legal person. I don't understand the law, but I do think that there has to be reasonability in everything.
But there also has to be reasonable. typical behaviour of people in a courtroom. And they, such was the level of shouting and roaring directed at the court that the judge simply could not be heard above their shouting. That's just not acceptable.
Well, it seems to me that they're not being heard either. You know, they're not actually, like, it just does seem to me that if they put the facts before the court will just twist it on them, no okay. matter what they say or what they do. It's just, it do, they do seem to be experiencing a okay. huge degree of bias.
Do me a favour, stay there for a second, because I've been asked to play a message for you from one of our listeners.
And by the way, we're members of the media. Some people say the woke media, which is ridiculous, but we're allowing... the fact
all
that
opinions, yeah.
Yeah, the fact that we've allowed Caroline this 50 minutes
this conversation
speak.
Is called Opinions Matter, or this podcast is called Opinions Matter. Every opinion matters to us. So, Caroline, I've been asked to play this message for you from Vivian. Just have a listen to this, please.
Hey, lads. Good show. Caroline, this one's for you. All I hear out of your mouth is, but nothing. That's not how courts work. Why can't you get that into your thick head? Courts don't work that way. Courts are a place for decorum, and the Burkes haven't got a shred of decorum in their bodies. And that's why they are in jail. The mother and the daughter were not in front of the judge. They were in the gallery, so they have no right to state any case. That's not how the legal system works. If you don't like it, tough shit. Deal with the consequences of your actions. End of fucking fill.
Forget that last bit, but what's your response to that message?
I suppose what I would say is courts are about a lot more than decorum. They're about proportionality. And it is not proportionate that Enoch Burke should be in jail for over 600 days because he stood up for what he believes in, or that Martina and Amy Burke should be in jail because they're not, you know, adhering to a certain narrative. You know, they are about proportionality also.
But again, you're talking about a certain narrative. This is behaviour in a courtroom has led.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, it's not proportionate that any of the Burke family should be in jail. That's the bottom line. It's just not. Okay. I mean, it really isn't. This is a civil matter. It started with the school. It needs to go back to the school. And you know what? There are people who have done horrendous things that never did a day in jail.
I'm not going to deny any of that. I'm not, but two wrongs don't make a right.
There's no reason for any of the Burke family to be in jail. It's a civil matter, and it is really not proportionate.
Okay, I just want to play one more message for you.
I actually have to go now.
Okay, just it's only a short one. It's 13 seconds. Hang on for 1 second.
This woman is defending them to the hilt. She's saying they're not being heard. They've no right to be heard. It's not their case. She's trying to say they're law-abiding. They might be law-abiding, but they're fucking not law-abiding when they're in the courtroom, you twit.
Do you want to respond to that?
Well, as far as I'm aware, that there was a barrister at that court case who was actually making submissions to the judge, who was not party to the proceedings either. So, you know, it has to go both ways. If this man, why was this man allowed to address the court and make submissions to the court when he had nothing to do with the case? I mean, you know, it goes both ways. But as I say, it doesn't matter. I mean, people, for some reason, they don't like the Burkes. I don't know if it's the Christian thing. You know, no matter what I say, you're going to have a whole load of people who just want to get at them.
Okay,
just
one final question before I let you go. How do you think Enoch's mother and sister will cope with 2 weeks in prison, from what you know of them?
I don't think they shouldn't be in prison. They shouldn't be in prison. How will they cope? They're very strong people, but they shouldn't be in prison. It's just, like, it's very frightening the way, like, as you said yourself, you're first in that piece. I mean, I don't know where we're going as a country, but it's very frightening. Now, I actually have to go.
Okay,
Caroline, we appreciate you talking to us. Thanks very much indeed.
Brian, you're on Opinions Matter.
Say, before you go to Brian, I disagree with every single word that woman said. We could have been talking to her.
But at least she has conviction in her beliefs.
Absolutely.
Or belief in her convictions.
Fair play to her.
Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Not too bad in yourself.
Good, Brian. What did you want to say on this?
I'm surprised by all of this because, I mean, the God, Amy is a solicitor. Surely, in the name of God, being a solicitor, she would know how to behave in court.
You would think. And I'm sure she does know how you're meant to behave in court. I doubt that for a second.
And I read in the article that the judge, I think, is sending papers to the Law Society to see about it too. They can get the disciplinary action taken against her.
And that is reported today that the judge has referred this whole contempt of court case to the bar basically to see whether Amy in particular, because she's a qualified solicitor, has broken any rules or whatever. We'll have to wait and see what happens with that. But what is your view? Do these two women deserve to be jailed for shouting in a court?
Well, they were condemned in court, which is an offence, which is a criminal offence, not civil, like what they call a Carolyn said. You know, that's the thing. You know, it's a criminal offence. You know what I mean? Rather than, you know, if you're right, started behaving like that. You know,
I'm sure if we carried on in that same way and we didn't listen to the judge telling us to shut up, we too would be done for contempt of court.
Yeah. It's all, the whole case is down to contempt of court. Enoch's in jail for contempt of court. Now they're both in jail for contempt of court. What's going to happen the next time? I actually read that the next time it comes before the court, they have to appear by video link. They're not allowed to appear in person.
No, so I believe, they're not welcome in the court, is what the judge has ruled. Which again is I mean, it's ridiculous that it has gotten to this stage that they're being jailed for contempt of court.
Yeah, well, I mean, where are they going to end?
All right, stay there for one second. I want to bring in more opinions on this, like Neil.
As I think we all get our anger, we really do all get our anger. It's gone on a bit too much now over something stupid that started a long, long time ago, and I get that. But the judge could have just said, get out, don't come back in until you behave, rather than send them to prison. I don't know, cheers.
This incident in the court happened a couple of weeks ago. The judge just ruled that they should be jailed for contempt today. Andrea.
You know what the problem is here? Is because the Burkes are educated, they dress well, people think, oh, why would you put them in jail? But actually, if it was a crowd of young lads in tracksuits in the court shouting and roaring, and the case was for something different, something, I'm not going to say more serious, because, I mean, Enoch Burke has his beliefs and they're his, but something far more serious like murder or rape or assault, then the public will be crying out for these young guys to get put in jail. I just think that because they dress well and they're educated and they speak well, that people have this different opinion. But they've broken the law and they need to respect the judge's courthouse.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Greg, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Greg?
Hi, good. Doing good.
Now, Greg, you're listening to us at the far side of the pond.
Yep, I'm in New Jersey.
Very good. And what did you want to say on this case here?
Well, I didn't really know much about the Mahler and sister, but I've been following the whole Enoch Burke debacle. But I'm just thinking that it's just dangerous. It's dangerous. These women are clearly knowing what they're doing. They're breaking the law. And the amount of people that are calling in today and defending them, it's just shocking. I mean, the law is there for everybody. Everybody has to follow it. That's, you know, we live in a law and order society. So they're just breaking the law. They need to be locked up. That's what I see. The whole family are nuisance.
As you've heard, people like Caroline and like our first callers as well, arguing that this family are trying to get a point across and they feel that nobody's listening to them. So the only way to get their point across is to shout in court, for example.
Yeah, I hear that. But that's, I mean, they can do what they can protest and do whatever, but you still have to follow the law. I mean, it's the law's for everybody. There's things that I don't agree with, like somebody was saying earlier on. I don't stand up in court and roar and shout. You get taken out. That's what happens, and they know that. They're just looking for sympathy.
Okay, so do you believe that this shouting in court, knowing full well that they could be done for contempt of court, you believe this is, what, an attempt to make martyrs out of them?
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly, they want to be the martyr. I think that they're supposed to be coming out here. I mean, this will really go well with the whole Trump agenda. I know this is a totally different subject, but this family are supposed to be coming out to talk in America, and I can see all the
They have been in America on a number of occasions, but do you believe, I mean, what the judge said was that this it's long past time for the court to call a halt to this family circus. In other words, all of the different members of the family causing murder in the courtrooms, left, right and centre, and he's saying this has to stop. You would agree with that, would you?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, but do you not believe that by jailing them, the mother and the sister, by jailing these two Burke women, the judge is literally making martyrs out of them, to the point that you heard from callers like Caroline, she genuinely believes...
Sorry, I don't agree with that, by the way. They're making martyrs out of them in the eyes of the small minority of people. You know these people who say all of Ireland is behind the Burkes? These people have their head in the sand. The majority... I don't know one person... Maybe I just hang around with different people. There's not one person in my family of friends or extended family around.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised if you push their buttons.
They don't. Do you know anybody that supports them?
I do. I actually do. Really? Yeah. I know two people that would support Ian Lapwork in particular. Yeah.
Okay. And those people that support them, I assume they had sex outside marriage and they probably have kids outside.
They just believe Enoch Burke has been hard done by, basically.
But that's okay, but they don't support the beliefs of the family, do they?
Would support Enoch's beliefs.
You can't support Enoch's beliefs on one hand and then on the second half had six kids for six different dads and have sex outside marriage.
I understand the point you're making.
Yes.
But they believe that Enoch Burke has been hard done by and that his family are just standing up for him, and it's a disgrace that they've been jailed for standing up for him. And Greg, what do you say to that sort of statement? And that's what a lot of people believe.
Yeah, I mean, when I was home last summer, one friend did say it's terrible what they're doing to Enoch Burke, because he shouldn't have to call a boy a girl or something like that. He had mentioned it. I was absolutely shocked. I'm like, shocked. A friend of mine here, I thought, had more sense than that. I'm like, but they're nuisances. I mean, I understand that they're martyrs to the people that agree with them. I guess that's the point you're making. But they can't. The judge lets them speak and outburst and yell. And where does that end? Like, where does it all end? They have to follow the law. They're supposed to be, following the law like everybody else has to do. I just don't. They're just a nuisance. It's an absolute nuisance of a family.
And do they have? Do they have much support in? I suppose it depends what part of the state you go to. If you go to the Bible Belt, do they have much support in the States?
I guarantee everybody that supports Trump supports them, and it's all hypocrites.
I always find that bizarre, the Christians in America that love Trump, yeah? You know the way the Christians love Trump? Trump has been married three times, he's cheated on every wife, he's been done for sexual assault. Is that Christian? No,
they're still able to see past all
that Christian?
Somehow they're able to see past it.
They see past that, they say, well, everybody's flawed, and he sees Jesus. He has the evangelicals praying over him. You see pictures of this all the time, putting hands on him. It's sickening, absolutely sickening what you do.
You know what it is? It's a cult. It's a cult.
It is a cult. It's 100% a cult. Really matters not what he does. It's a cult. Hmm. No matter what he does, they follow it. And I have friends that are in it. It's like, we don't even talk about it anymore. It's
that divisive, absolutely.
What he can get away with.
All right, Greg, thanks very much indeed for being a caller. And thanks for listening to our podcast in the States.
What part of the States are you in, by the way?
New Jersey.
You're in New Jersey?
I'm in New Jersey. Yep. I'm close to Delaware and 20 minutes from Philadelphia, so it's southern New Jersey.
Very good. Great to have you listening, and thanks very much for your support, Greg.
All right, thanks, guys.
For your support,
supporting our podcast. Killian has been in touch with us.
What's the crack, lads? I think the judge is very entitled and he's correct in the decision to send those two to prison. He had to set an example of them. He said it himself. He had to put a stop to the circus. It's just not acceptable to go into any courtroom and start screaming and shouting and disrupting the proceedings. The judge has a job to keep control of the courtroom and to deal with cases efficiently. He cannot do that if anyone's able to go into that courtroom and start screaming and shouting their opinions. Like, if I went down to CCJ tomorrow to find Judge Martin Nolan and said, "You're a disgrace. The sentences you hand down are absurd," I'd be held and condemned to court, because you can't. the courtroom is not the place. You can say it on social media, you can go to your politicians, whatever, but the courtroom has one job, and that's to deal with cases officially and have justice delivered. You cannot do that. Anyone is disrupting proceedings. So no matter what the issue is, you cannot be screaming and shouting in the courtroom.
That's it, Killian. You know, thanks very much.
Killian, it's actually scary and frightening how people just can't. They're bringing all these things into it. And it's a very simple debate here. And by the way, just as a by the by, we've had more reaction to this than we've had in any podcast. And Adrian actually didn't want to do this. This has got on his truth, yeah? Can I say that?
Yeah.
Adrian did not want to do this. When this topic came in from that listener, what's her name, Esther or something?
Sinclair.
Adrian was like, nobody actually has an opinion on this. Well, Adrian Kennedy, when he goes home tonight, I can tell you this, he's going to go to his fridge,
mm-hmm.
his lovely Smeg fridge.
It's not a Smeg, no.
Oh, is it not?
No. It's a Samsung fridge.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. He's going to go to his lovely Samsung fridge and open up his fridge, and he's going to take out some humble pie and eat that humble pie. You were wrong. People are fixated with the... So enjoy the humble pie. Have it with cream, okay?
Henry!
Hi guys, look, I can't come on today, but I just want to give my thought on this. For Caroline Darno, right? Caroline, Enoch Burke is in jail not for his beliefs. He's in jail for contempt of court, right? He wasn't suspended from his job for his beliefs. He was suspended from his job for publicly threatening and intimidating the principal, right? Now, if you're in the public gallery of a court, you're not allowed to speak. You're only allowed to speak when you're spoken to in the court of law. It's the way it goes. Now, I've never been in a court before in my life, but I know people who have been in court and they tell you the same thing. You know, Enoch Burke put himself in jail for contempt of court. He chose to be in contempt of court. Right? Nobody twisted his arm. Nothing. He chose that, so he has to live with it.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Henry. And finally, John.
Michelle. How are you doing, guys? Great topic. I'm with Michelle on this. You know what I mean? I'd be there supporting my son, as a man does and as a sister does. My whole family be supporting whoever it was in my family. Let's not forget this, guys, where this all resonated from and how it all started. At the end of it, his people have their beliefs, and they were pissed on by the judges, by the fucking courts, and of course they're going to be, they're going to be unruly. Of course they're going to be loud. Why wouldn't you be? Nobody's listening to them. Well, every year that fucking Jack and Tom comes into the country, and their religious beliefs are taking over everybody else's. Come on now, fucking think about it, guys. What a fucking circus of a country we have here, and what a shit show. But they lock the books up, all right. They won't lock anybody else up, but they lock the books up. Because you know why? Everybody that's coming into the country, their religious beliefs are more important than theirs that are living in the country in the first place. This should never have got this far. Should never have happened. Of course they're in the fucking right. They're there for their son at the end of the day. And I would have done the same. It's a fucking shit show this country is. The governments, the judicial system, the whole lot. It's an absolute fucking farce. That's where it is. Fucking disgraceful.
That's a lot of fuckings in there, John, I have to say.
If anybody counted the fuckings in that...
Basically,
what he's trying to say, and I'll summarise that podcast he just did.
Yeah, it's a disgrace.
The Burks need to get their shit together. Get your shit together, Burks!
Now, before we go, would you like to win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug? We're giving them away very regularly with silly little questions that we ask every day.
Oh, no, there's no silly questions.
Have you got a silly question today?
Oh, well, I do, but yeah, they're not all silly questions.
Okay, what's the silly question?
Well, tell them what they have to do first, Adrian.
To send the answer and your name to our WhatsApp 0858252626. We will randomly pick one of you and we will give you a travel mug.
Yeah.
It's the Opinions Matter travel mug.
Here is the question. Only about 5 minutes ago, actually, I said that Adrian will be going home tonight, and what will he be eating from the fridge? What will Adrian be eating from the fridge? And he does make that noise when he's eating. I've dined with Adrian and he's actually a disgusting human being. An animal, if you will. That sounds like man's
question making, again, please.
It's like a pig eating from a
ridiculous
trough.
Question, but go on.
What will Adrian be eating when he gets home tonight? Hey, that's what she said last night.
If you know the answer to that, send the answer and your name to WhatsApp, 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Get your entry into us before 1 o'clock on Thursday, the 5th of March. 1 o'clock on Thursday, the 5th of March. If you're listening to this episode after that date and time, you're too late to enter the competition. Anyway, thanks very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one.